You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Today is Thursday, June 4th. I'm Megan Lynch. Did the police commanders and civilian employees in St. Louis receive a raise at yesterday's board meeting?
The state-appointed board approved the raises for the civilian staff, but tabled the vote on command staff raises for 2 weeks at the urging of Mayor Kara Spencer. Her issue? The city was blindsided by the raises announced earlier this week and needs to amend their budget.
We made provisions for 7% for our lieutenants and above, recognizing that that percentage, that increase, did not apply to the leadership of the police department. Under no circumstance were we made aware in any way, shape, or form that we would be tripling that.
Board President Chris Saracino says Chief of Police Robert Tracy is demanding excellence from his leaders, and they are delivering.
For that in itself, they earn their not only their rank, but their compensation.
Tracy says their command staff are severely underpaid, pointing to Kansas City, who pays tens of thousands of dollars more. Shaw Malone, KMOX News.
Another issue raised yesterday was the law mandating the police and fire department have pay parity. It's something that's frustrating Chief of Police Robert Tracy, who says they're constantly asked to give concessions the fire department doesn't have to make.
The mayor has asked us to address the benefits program as far as how, for retirees, and how can we work that in. If we're being asked to look at those things, once again, another concession, but why not looking at concessions to break parity?
Tracy points to last year's raises, which the fire department also received without the reduction in budgeted strength the police department conceded. Tracy says he has the utmost respect for the fire department, but the parity is hurting their ability to pay competitive wages.
And I love the firemen, and I want the best. And I'm like, hey, pay them as much as you can, but make sure you're not holding the police department back.
Asked about the pay parity rule, Mayor Spencer says her priority is the current budget, and it's not being considered. A bill that would raise city water rates passed out of committee yesterday. Under the proposal, bills would go up gradually over the next 8 years. The first 2 years of increases are 18%, then 6% a year after that. The city water division says the move is necessary because the department will run out of funding by the end of the year. The bill now heads to the full Board of Aldermen for a vote. Usually on the same side of things, the Missouri Association of Realtors spending a lot of money hoping to defeat Governor Kehoe's top priority, eliminating the state income tax. Realtors so far have spent nearly $2 million opposing Amendment 5, which voters statewide will get a crack at in August. According to Scott Charton with Missourians for Fair Taxation, the realtors call Amendment 5 the everything tax. That's because eliminating the state income tax might mean raising sales taxes on everything, including items and services that aren't taxed now. There's also concern it could affect a constitutional ban on taxing real estate transfers. There are questions as to why two young boys, 17 and 14, have been released to their parents after allegedly trying to break into cars.
The latest incident happened around 1 o'clock Wednesday morning, but this is not an isolated incident. In recent days, there's been a surge of car break-ins in more than one area of the city. Wednesday morning's incident was in Tower Grove South. Residents called 911. When police arrived, they found a group of suspects checking door handles, allegedly trying to break into cars. The teens then ran. Police say they were able to detain 17 and 14-year-old boys, and the older one had a gun. Officers contacted juvenile detention, but they declined to hold the teenagers and release them to their parents. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
The caregiver of three elderly adults who were left in a hot van has been sentenced. 31-year-old Alexis Daggs sentenced yesterday to 3 years in prison, a year and a half after she left the individuals in a van in St. Peter's that police said reached 130 degrees. All three victims survived thanks to a shopper who noticed them. As the number of naloxone orders in Missouri increases, the number of overdose deaths in the state is decreasing. That's according to the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, which says there's been a statewide increase in Medicaid claims for naloxone in recent years, often referred to as Narcan. The drug is known for reversing opioid overdoses. The department says there were more than 11,000 orders placed for naloxone last year. They also say there was a 25% decrease in the amount of opioid deaths in 2025, making the third year of a decrease in opioid deaths in the state. Tennis players beware, pickleball players are taking over St. Louis this weekend. Players from the city's professional pickleball team, St. Louis Shock, Kate Fahey and Anna Bright, joined KMOX's Chris and Amy yesterday morning. They were both collegiate tennis players before transitioning to pickleball, with Fahey saying she first learned about the sport when her local tennis court was converted into a pickleball court in 2017.
I would say tennis players aren't too happy about the conversion. There's definitely some sort of rivalry between tennis and pickleball. Me personally, I think the two can coexist at the same time.
St. Louis Shock players competed in a scrimmage against the Southern California Hard Eights yesterday, kicking off the four-day-long Major League Pickleball Tournament at Chaffetz Arena.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.